Man of the year, man of the year, man of the year. Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Aaron Cairo.
I'm Matt Ritter.
And guys, remember, go to manoftheyearpodcast.com to buy merch. Check out our videos on YouTube. Matt, I have a question for you. The question is, how is your diet?
Amazing. Tight. Cairo-esque, you could say.
Well, Cairo-esque can mean many things.
It means it's the diet of a sociopath. It means I'm eating same meal every day, all day, every day.
Are you getting meal delivery?
Nope. I cook it. Egg whites.
Really?
Egg whites, fruit, sourdough, cottage cheese every morning. And then Jess makes a salad every single day for lunch. Dinners are variable, but dinner is all cooked chicken or fish, occasional pork.
Wow. So you slaving away on the stove.
Yeah, I love it. I consider it a romantic activity. You know me.
Let me ask this. Do you do any cleanup?
I mean, I don't know if Jess is going to hear this.
Does your wife not even listen to the podcast?
Do you think she does?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Do you expect her to?
Oh, she's a very supportive spouse.
Yeah, but listening to a podcast?
I know. That is. I mean, that's like next level.
That's next level spousing. Yeah, and I wouldn't expect her to. No, she does occasionally. I am not a consistent cleaner-upper. I'll say that.
Okay. Well, what a euphemism if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. Well, Jesse says that I never do it to completion.
I was going to say that sums you up in a nutshell, but no, you actually are a finisher, just not in the things you don't want to do.
Right. So I think there's a passive aggressive thing that I may be doing. I think I used to do this with dishes, like, you know, just leave them a little dirty at the end. And so that way somebody's like, you don't want to wash it. You know, forget it. I'll do them.
Wow. So I think I
probably don't, you know, leave it spotless. So it's just like, why bother?
That's the Hollywood equivalent. Have you ever had a meeting with an exec and they're telling you about their time as an assistant, and they're always like, I was the worst assistant, but it was good because they didn't want to keep me on their desk any longer.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that logic even checks out, you know, as like a smart strategy.
Insane. Well, the reason I'm asking you about your diet is that I actually don't think you're getting everything you need to stay healthy. Like, you know, you said you're getting your fish, you're getting your protein, you're getting your egg whites, you're getting your salad, but scientists are now recommending two doses of boys' nights a week.
Oh, two doses.
Boys' night.
Two
heaping doses.
Which scientists are we going to push this study out for? When you have an obscure drug that you're trying to push onto the market.
Oh yeah, and what was the Michael Keaton show? Dope Sick.
Dope Sick. Yeah, we have to get this is from Nova Scotia Quarterly Science Magazine.
Well, I may have to have you eat your words, Matthew, because this comes from Oxford University. This is Professor Robin Dunbar, who's actually a pretty famous scientist, and we'll talk about some of his other stuff.
You had me at Oxford. I'm a big Anglophile. They're better than us.
When do you think Oxford was founded?
1027.
1096. Yeah.
I mean, isn't the Magna Carta from right around there?
Yeah.
1066 maybe. I'm now looking up Magna Carta.
1066 is when the Normans invaded.
No, Magna Carta. Yeah, that's right. So they were Normans. So Magna Carta was 1215. I mean, that's the first sort of legal document.
It's the university equivalent of, you know how the Marines are older than the country? The Marines are like 1770 or something like that.
Also didn't know that.
Man, I dropped a few because as probably the most worldly, knowledgeable, and tidbit heavy person I know, I dropped a couple on you this week.
Yeah. Wow. Oxford. I know who knows this. My brother-in-law who went to Oxford.
He went to Oxford?
Harvard, Oxford. He's got all the degrees.
For what?
I don't know. I assume some sort of math, quant, something.
Right. It's probably so fun.
He was the valedictorian, I believe.
This is undergrad?
Maybe at Harvard.
Matt, sure. I feel like you're, this is a.
It's all true. Mm-hmm. It's all true. You look it up.
Well, anyway, Professor Robin Dunbar, he released a study, gets sent to us like 10 different times, which then you know it becomes a podcast topic. And then he basically said that there are these benefits of strong male friendships, immune system boost, endorphin release, lower anxiety levels. And it comes from in-person, so this is important for us to discuss, in-person hangs twice a week will increase your overall health.
Okay, how do I sell it?
well, that has to be one of our topics, but I think let's start with the basics, which is how would you define, first of all, you say boys night or guys night?
I say boys night.
I think we say boys night, but maybe that, is that like a little infantile?
Yeah. Normally you'd see me saying, yeah, but I just think it is known as a boys night.
Right. Maybe in the UK it's a guy's
fellas night. Right.
No, lads night.
Geezer night. Yeah, lads. Geezer. I like geezer.
Yeah, but that's old. Geezer. That's old guy.
No, not in England. Geezer just means guy.
What?
Yeah. Look that one.
No.
Yeah.
Geezer, really?
Guy. Yeah. They just go, oh, look at that geezer.
That, okay. I've never. You mean the same thing?
Geezer is a slang term for a man in the UK. It's simply referred to as a man. Some geezer was here earlier. He's a proper geezer.
Wow. Okay. So it's like bloke. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So how would you define a boys' night?
Well, it could be at the house or out. Doesn't have like location. It could be at somebody's house. Poker night is kind of like a typical in-house one. Out is just, you know, drinks or dinner or going to a game. I consider boys' night.
And would you say, because the study, he says like a couple guys, he says four guys. Like, would you say it has to be a certain number?
Three. It's got to be three.
Because if it's just one, then you're just with a guy.
Yeah. I don't know. That feels like it doesn't qualify.
Right. So minimum three. And then I think if you get more than eight, then you're just like on a bachelor party.
Eight, two nights a week. Wow.
Right. Right.
Good luck going to work. Good luck going to work on Wednesday and Friday. I just assume it's on Tuesday and Thursday.
Right. Well, that's assuming they're drinking.
Assumption verified. Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, he's British, so that's what they're doing. Yeah. And okay. So let me ask you this. Let's say we get together with a couple people and your wife, Jess, is there, who's part of our friend group, and maybe somebody's girlfriend. Now that wouldn't necessarily be a boys' night. Why do you think that it's important to have a boys' night as opposed to like a mixed gender hang, which is you're me and you are still there, but there's women there.
Well, I think part of what they're saying is you want to sort of bond sort of more intimately, right? It's intimacy. It's the vulnerability. It's the getting through the surface, which is what guys who, you know, a lot of our listeners, which a lot of people out there are struggling with.
And also I would assume complain about the wags.
I mean, I was waiting for you to say that because I'm happily married and I don't do that, but I could hear, I hear you.
Well, let me say that more diplomatically.
Yeah.
One of our main tenets of the pod is that we get a lot of incoming mail from women who are like, my husband or my partner has no friends.
Yes.
And they need a break.
Yes.
But we've also been saying like, take out the word complaining.
Yeah. Cause I would say most of our friends are very happily married and we're not like the type of guys that are like, oh, my wife.
Right. 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 But it's okay and healthy to, I don't know, me and the wife are planning a trip. We're going to have another baby or we have to do a reservation and like,
it is healthy to talk to somebody about what's going on in your life for sure.
Right. Who's another dude.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
I'm with you on that.
And so I think
no wives allowed. We just said no wives allowed. Is that what you just,
well, a healthy,
the boys' night. I mean, it implies that no wives are allowed in the no boys' night.
Well, I'm just saying I'm making a distinction. If me, you, and Fireball Adam go out, the three of us, that's a boys' night. The three of us go out with the ladies, the three of us are still there, but they're just women.
That doesn't count. And if we are getting two a week, then we get a third one if we went out with them.
Right. Right. I mean, do you think you could even get it to a week out?
No.
No.
Here's the thing. I like it in theory.
This is when Matt talks down to me. I love it.
I mean, I'm not talking down to you. I'm just in a different place where there's responsibilities and babies and tiredness. Two boys' nights a week. I love it. By the way, British culture, so much more social. When we were there last year for Baby Moon, every day at 5 p.m., like every bar is just filled with people hanging out and drinking.
So you've brought this up before. Let me ask you this. Is it just like that sounds like New York? Like it's just because it's a different type of city.
Maybe. But no. I think that's everywhere. I think that's everywhere in every British city.
Well, but I'm saying British cities are more urban.
Cities, you're saying that there's big cities, you're saying.
No, I'm just saying LA doesn't have that culture because there's no bar in the corner.
Maybe, but it's also not as big a drinking culture. It's more of a health and lifestyle culture.
LA, you mean?
Yep.
Didn't we say that what do they call they call it their regular in the UK, right? You know that? Like it's their regular pub.
Right. We don't have that anymore, right? Like as a boys' night would be like, all right, we're going out, cheers.
Right. Right. Right.
We're going to steak. My agent actually does a monthly steak dinner with his team at Taylor's, I believe, which is cool.
With his team though.
No, his posse, not his team. I don't know why I say his team.
His posse? Do you use the word posse?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with my brain.
I've known you since second grade, and you've never said the word posse.
His boys.
That's so strange. Do you just have like a glitch in your brain?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to think of synonyms for boys because we said boys so many times.
His crew.
Yeah, his crew.
So let me ask you this.
He's younger. He's single. Not single. He's in a relationship, but he's not married with kids.
Is that a standing thing?
Yeah, they have a standing thing.
Right. So that's he's very good friending, right? We want our
Thursday of every month. He's doing great friending. Yeah.
Right.
So he's got that boys' night locked in. But to be able to do two a week, you're saying two planned ones a week or two like spontaneous, because that's the thing. Saying like literally Tuesday and Thursday, I've got boys' night. Like good luck, dude. Good luck. I wish you Godspeed. What's the woman's name?
No, it's a man, Robin.
Robin, do you know any married men? Does he distinguish in the article between married and single guys? Maybe single guys can do that.
No, it doesn't say. It doesn't say.
I mean, Kiro, you have nothing but time.
I was going to say.
This is the talking down part of it.
I was going to say, there's nothing that I want to do less than two boys' nights a week.
It's a lot, but I mean, look, I think the idea is like, we're not interacting enough, right? We're not getting enough bonding time, right? And our podcast is about getting more of it. If you can do it, I say, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if we were to summarize it, any additional socializing is better for our guys.
And any planned one that's locked in, I love. So if you can do a weekly poker game, which look, that's all. I think that's a lot. If you could pull that off, then you're doing great in terms of your social fitness and your friend. You probably have a tremendous friend group. But by the way, depends on your age. I think I'm in the specific bracket of life having a new baby where that's the hardest. Like you're in a good place for this. Older people who are in those, now like our friends' parents who live in those communities where all they do is hang out. They're there with their spouses. They could be like, look, Tuesday and Thursday, that's poker night. And that's, just NBA league pass night. We just turn on the TVs and we watch basketball.
You'd appreciate this.
What would your dream one? Sorry.
What was my dream? What?
What would your dream one be? Like, okay.
Oh, boys night?
Yeah, you get boys nights. Two.
Well, to me, there's two kinds of boys nights. There's like, we're going out to do a boys night. Like it's going to
get. You can't do two of those a week. That's what I'm saying. That's insane.
No, that's insane. I like watching a game because as we've discussed, like my sports consumption has decreased steadily over the past 10 years where I don't really sit and watch a game by myself, but it's fun to do with other people.
I like it. And I've been thinking I'm going to get season tickets, the Lakers or Clippers that I split, I'm not going to go to 40 games. Right. I even if I split them four ways, like going to 10 games would be maybe a lot, but I feel like if I had a quarter season ticket thing, that would be my boys' night that I would take a few of my buddies, and we'd have that whatever during the season. You know, it's not year round, but like during the season, that would be like, boom, every 2 weeks for, you know, 4 months, we're doing that.
Is the Clipper Stadium, new stadium, open? When is it open?
No, I think it's opening next year. Okay, so that would be one of mine. That would be one of mine. The other one would be, I would be into, I mean, you know, we obviously have a, you know, I've got a, my great, 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 great grandfather gambled away all his money at Oxford.
Robin Dunbar.
Yeah, my great, great grandfather. No. So my point is that I, even though I have gambling in the blood, I think a poker night would be a good one for me because I enjoy the camaraderie and the shit talk of it.
Dude, the amount of I almost cursed. Matt doesn't like when I curse. The amount of freaking canasta and mahjong that my mom plays in her retired life, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. They never get sick of it.
They play for like 7 hours. It's like Monopoly.
Yeah. Ooh, Monopoly night.
Do you even know what mahjong or canasta are?
Neither. No clue. I've heard the words and I've even Googled them a couple of times to see, and they have like just like logos and pictures and symbols. And
yeah.
Does anyone know who's not a player of it? No.
I mean, like mahjong has the tiles. It's an Asian game.
Right. It's Asian dominoes. No.
I think you could say Asian dominoes. I think that's, I mean, it probably outdates dominoes by 1,000 years.
Dominoes is right.
Yeah. But yeah, she, yeah. Cause I never played poker with you guys. I never, none of that interests me.
So what would your other boys' night be? You have one. Sports.
Well, one is going out hard and getting wasted, and the other is watching a game.
Right. Even once a week going out wasted boys' night, like divorce. Like surefire path to divorce. Yeah.
But
Wednesday, I gotta sleep on the couch.
Right. Right. I mean, I guess we could also moderate.
No, I know. You're right. It could be. Yeah, I don't think they have to be drinking related. But yeah, I mean, I like when people say, hey, this is good for your health 2 nights a week. Because if everybody could do 1 night a week, they'd be in a lot better place.
Should we take a listener question?
Yeah.
All right. This is asking for a friend. If you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year Podcast, and we will answer it on the show. Matt, I feel like I say this literally every episode, that this feels like a Matt special.
Because I'm good at answering questions?
I honestly think you are. Because a lot of time in the wild, people ask me questions. And I have to admit, I don't say this lightly. I'm like, I'm curious what Matt would say.
Mm.
You know, because he's Captain Nuance.
Mm.
And I'm Sergeant Black and White.
All right, well, let's hit it. A Sergeant Black and White. I like it. Good nickname for you. Captain Nuance and Sergeant Black and White. I see us riding a little banana boat together, like animated style. If we do an animated, Cairo, can you do an animated show of us? Cairo's Mr. Animation.
Oh, man. That would be funny. All right. Dear Matt and Cairo, I'm in need of some asking for a friend advice. My buddies and I have been planning an epic boys' night for months, the kind of night that involves steak, booze, some poor decisions, and blowing off a lot of steam. Okay, fair enough.
My kind of guys.
The problem is one of the guys in the gang, let's call him Mark, okay, has been going through a rough patch because he recently lost his job. And while I know boys' night will be a good distraction, I also worry it might be the wrong environment for him. He might find that a little overwhelming, or worse, might do something crazy. Excluding him or uninviting him is out of the question. What do? We need this night. That's in italics. We need this night. We don't think he can handle it. Sincerely, torn between bro duty and bad timing.
Wow. You know what? That's a really good question. We haven't had anything of that vein yet. I mean, I like that he's really caring about his friend first and foremost.
Yep.
You know, it's coming from a really good place.
So I want to know if you agree with my interpretation of the question, which is that we've had this boys' night. We're going to kind of go out and get up kind of boozy. One of the guys just kind of in a bad place. Like, I don't know. He could cry. He could puke. He could, you know, get into a fight. Like, he's just, it's not good for him. What do we do?
Right. I mean, I like that he's, or maybe he is actually just covering for the fact that like, he just wants us to tell him, leave him at home so they can enjoy themselves.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Ugh. Right. There's like a subtext there of like, that we all know, which he's like, oh, he's going to be crying. He's going to be vomiting. We're going to have to, somebody's going to have to go home early with him. We've all been that guy.
But I'm going to channel Captain Nuance here.
Yeah.
Which is like, is it possible he's projecting onto what Mark wants or needs?
There you go, Kiro. There you go.
Right?
And you know why he's projecting? Because they haven't communicated.
Dude, end the podcast now. Yeah, we've leveled up.
Why aren't we giving this guy any credit? Like, are we sure that's how it's going to go down? And also, if we think that's going to be how it's going to go down, I think you have that conversation privately, right? Like, I think if it were you and you were in a bad place and we were doing this, I'd be like, listen, dude, we're doing this big boys night. I don't want you to feel obligated to come. Like, I know you're probably like not in the mood for, you know, like a big celebratory night. And if it's going to make you feel like awkward or just like not good or put you in a bad place, like, I just want you to know, we'd love to have you there, but I don't want you to feel obligated to go. So first you can do it that way. I think that doesn't alleviate the fact that if you're like, yeah, I want to go, but you still think he's going to end up like that.
I mean, is it dumb that our first response isn't, well, like, don't go get shit faced. Don't go get wasted with everybody and just do a normal, go to a game and don't get drunk. Or is that like too much to ask?
No, that's too much to ask. A steak, you know, they're doing the steak, martinis, right, whatever, after bad decisions. I get it.
But don't you think, hey, Matt, like, Mark's rough. Like, let's not go to Dantana's. Let's just get some salads and support him.
No.
Matt rolled his eyes pretty hard there for our listeners.
Yeah, I did, because like, what, now we're sacrificing our boys' night? Like, I still think you can do that separately.
Right. Right.
Why should you sacrifice the boys' night? Like, you could separately just take him out on a low-key thing.
Now that is a good Captain Nuance. Like, just do an additional.
Do additional. This is for Mark.
Right.
We're literally just doing something like a bike ride or a hike.
Right.
Daytime hike. Like, let it out, man. Cry at the top of this mountain, like a lot of people do. You know, complain about your job for an hour on this hike with me. I'll take the grenade.
What does it say about us that our ideas of what a boys' night are either the drunkest you've ever gotten at a steakhouse, thrown out and vomiting, or hike?
I mean, are there other things?
I'm sure there's like, you know, you could like go to a museum. You could like wine taste.
Listen, for the record, I go to museums frequently. I've never actually done that as a boys trip unless we're on vacation.
What was the last museum you went to?
Every time I'm in New York, I go to a museum with my mom. And my mom was just here. And we went to LACMA. And we went to some other museum here, but I went with her to the Guggenheim.
I went to the Hammer Museum last night.
I like the Hammer, underrated.
Yeah.
Our good friend Claire, can I give her a shout out, just took a huge job as the head of new members at the Lucas Museum, which is going to be dope.
What is that?
George Lucas. It's going to be a museum dedicated to all of his stuff, not just Star Wars.
Okay, well, what? Oh, so Indiana Jones.
Epic.
Yeah. Where is that?
Down by USC, I believe.
What else is there besides Indiana Jones, Star Wars, American Graffiti?
A lot of things. Yeah. I mean, you know, Lucasfilm.
Matt is vamping right now.
Very quickly looking up his... Those two. I mean, those are the two big ones.
Right.
American Graffiti, Star Wars, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, the ones I said.
Red Tail.
Yeah. So he's opening a Star Wars museum. Okay, great. Listen, I love a Star Wars museum.
And Indiana Jones.
Well, you know that I cracked Indiana Jones's whip a few months ago.
Yeah, I love that story.
Yeah, I mean, that story is not... Boys' night, huh? It was some kind of boys' night.
Not a boys' night.
I did end up at a large mansion where the original Indiana Jones whip was on display, and I...
Did it make the sound?
No, they definitely add that in post. I mean, it was like a little... It was what's it called? It was flaccid. Like, barely flaccid? Did any...
No, because you didn't do the right whip.
I mean, this fake whip was 40 years old.
Yeah, but you don't know how to do it, do you?
Are you I don't.
Yeah.
Are you a Star Wars guy?
No. Are you?
I've seen all the Star Wars. I watch Mandalorian. I watch all the spinoffs.
So you are?
Yeah, I'm a Star Wars guy.
I had Star Wars sheets that I brought to college because I didn't know that wasn't cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was it a cornucopia of characters? It was just like one character.
It was just like Luke shirtless in the middle of the you remember when I had this, like, I didn't know this wasn't cool either. I had, like, you know, you had music posters on your wall. Do you remember what I had above my bed?
Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
Was it a musician?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a woman, so, because that wouldn't be embarrassing. And what, this was the late 90s, you had Michael Jackson?
No.
Who?
John Bon Jovi. But just John Bon Jovi, shirtless above my bed.
Why are all your things shirtless?
I don't know. I thought that was cool. Like, I just knew that, like, rockers were cool.
Oh God, that's hilarious. I mean, this was 97. So
Star Wars sheets with a shirtless John Bon Jovi above the bed.
Which Star Wars characters do you think we'd be?
Well, I definitely would be Han Solo. He's my hero.
Because you're a cad?
Yeah, not anymore. But, you know, no, because he was charming.
Cad could be anything, you know.
He's a charmer.
Who am I?
Princess Leia. No, I don't know. Who do you think you are, Luke?
Clearly C-3PO.
Why?
Because I've got the database. I've got the...
Oh, you're like Barry. Yeah, you're an algorithm. I mean, you're basically an algorithm.
Yeah.
Not R2-D2?
R2-D2, you know, he's rascally. I'm rascally.
Yeah. Maybe you're more R2 than you are C-3PO.
Yeah, this is not very...
Oh, sorry. Back to the boys' night question. Yeah. Should we bring this mopey guy? I mean, look, it's only going to make him feel worse if you don't invite him, right?
Well, he's gonna, you don't want to invite him.
Right.
He's already invited.
Right, so you can't do that. So what you're really talking about is mitigating. So actually, I've had friends mitigate me. And how they do that, just don't let me have more than two martinis.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, bring it up and talk to them. Oh, no, don't let them have two martinis.
Certain things you can just do on a boys' night, like, you have the freedom to just literally stop your friend from getting a third drink or switch them to beer earlier. Like, I think most friend crews have that, like, relationship where they're at that level where they know each other that way. And it's like, dude, I'm not letting you get into Mopey Town. So you're having your one martini and then we're downshifting to beers. I'll do it with you.
I don't know. I don't think friend groups have that. Have you ever tried to?
I have friends doing that to me. Not because they get mopey, just because they get too drunk.
I don't recall you ever listening to any of my.
Yeah, I do. I do listen to that always. Actually, now I actually never drink more than two martinis.
Again, I love our relativity. I never drink more than two martinis. I mean, that's a lot of martinis.
No, what I'm saying, but my point is that, like, it was through a friend in our crew that was like, dude, you can't keep up. I'm like, okay. But I think you can, you know, you can have that convo of like, dude, let's not get to Mopey Town. Like, let's keep it positive, you know, and monitor. I'm saying you got to keep it positive. That's our favorite line. You got to monitor it. You got to monitor your buddy who's Mopey, who's in Mopey Zone.
And dude, maybe he'll surprise you.
Yeah. But I do think you should communicate it. Be like, look, I'm a little worried you're going to get, you know, you're going to get, like, you're in a, you know, like, if you don't want to come, like, we totally don't have to pressure you into coming, but we love to have you there. But let's just keep it under control. You can say that to your friends. You should be able to say that to your friends.
What about also, without telling Mark, communicating to the non-Mark guys, hey, let's keep an eye on him.
Yes. I think that's okay to do behind, you know, closed doors. Don't you?
I'm sure you guys have, you, Jeff, and Fireball Adam have a text chain that I'm not on, being like, you know, K-Ro's coming tonight.
I actually don't. Do you guys have one about me? Jesus. now I'm feeling horrible.
No. All right. Do we answer that?
Well, except for the fact that he said we don't think he can handle it, right? So if you're really like, if you've done this and you still think he can't handle it, or give him this one time, and if he can't handle it, then the next time you can just be like, all right, he's not getting the look.
Right. If you have to take at least one flyer.
Yeah.
I think he said he was worried, not that he doesn't think he can handle it. Take one flyer. Right,
let's give him a shot.
And listen, we've all been in rough patches and we've all ended up in the gutter, literally and figuratively.
That's what friendship is. By the way, that's what friendship is. That's the stories that we remember. And sometimes you need to hit a little bit of that rock bottom on the curb, vomiting into the little drain, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, listen, we've both, you know, cinch pulled ourselves down into the sewers to pull the other out.
Exactly. And you know, we've had our friend Net Zero stick his fingers down your throat.
I've stuck my fingers down other people's throat. It's a, you know, it's just
a rite of passage.
It's a circle of life. Yeah. All right, great. Well, please let us know how Mark did on the boys' night. That was asking for a friend. If you have a friendship question, send it to us on Instagram and we will answer it on the show. Matt, before we wrap up, I just wanted to say one more thing about Professor Robin Dunbar. His most famous other research report or study was about the Dunbar number. Does that sound familiar?
Damn, you're hitting me with so many things I don't know.
You wouldn't know this. The Dunbar number is the number of stable relationships that he found that a human can have, like how big your circle can be.
Well, don't we know that you can't actually know more than 150 people?
150, that's the number.
That's the Dunbar number? Wow.
Yeah.
Now I feel so much better about myself. You hit me with so much early tidbittery. Yeah. There was a lot of tidbittery that I was striking out on. I'm like, am I not the tidbit guy anymore? Now I am.
Tidbittery is an incredible word.
Tidbittery. Incredible. Now I'm the tidbittery guy. Now I'm back. Tidbittery Matt. Tidbittery Matt is back.
So he sort of, I looked at it real briefly. Like he sort of defines a connection as like, if you ran into someone on the street, like you wouldn't have a problem just getting a quick drink with them. So, I mean, 150 is actually a pretty high number.
Can I push back and say you and I can go higher?
Oh, way higher.
What's the highest you think you could go?
Of someone that I could
knowing their name when you see them, and I think I could go to 800.
Oh my God, no way. No way. I was gonna say like 250, 300.
Like I think I could recognize every single person from almost every like from my law school class, which was
you know their names.
If I ran into them, I'd say.
Wait, there's only 300 people at Penn Law?
Penn Law is a small class. It's not like Harvard that has 800. Wow. That's why we're really close. That's why we're all really close.
I thought it was thousands of people.
No, per class, it's like 300-400 max.
Wow. Okay, but you,
maybe I can figure it out.
There's no way that you probably know 200 names that you'd see them.
Now, I'm just saying. Now, I'm saying I think my capacity. Right. 800.
Right.
What do you think? Okay. Would pass?
I think the funny thing about you is that not only would you sort of recognize 800 people, but you would get a drink with them.
Yes. I just got a drink with a guy from law school and like not friends, like way outer ring. And he messaged me and he was like, I'm going to be in LA. Would love to see you. And I said to my wife, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I wonder, like, just wants to see me because we did this thing again. We're like, does he want to see me because he likes me? Or is there like some ulterior motive? And I went in now because the last time I did this, I thought I was so cool. And it turned out somebody wanted to like ask me to get on a show. And I went in thinking like, all right, when's he going to hit me with the thing? And he didn't. He just wanted to see me.
Okay, so I have a Sergeant Black and White coming in for duty here. I don't unless you wanted to see, like, so a lot of people want to see you.
I know. So you do have to draw the line of, like, just because they want to see you doesn't mean you have to see them.
Right. But you don't draw that line.
You know what? It's an hour. I had a good feeling about him when we were in school.
Mm. I mean, if it's someone that you like,
Like him, but I'm saying we're definitely, like, literally haven't spoken in a decade. We were never, like, friends.
Because as we know, one of my New Year's resolutions is honor the inner circle, spend more time with the inner circle than the outer ring.
Totally. But this was just like, all right, it's an hour at 5 o'clock. I was like, I got an hour. He said he was leaving that night on a red eye. So he made it, like, very easy for me to say yes.
Right. He's like, I'm not going to occupy your time.
Right. Right. But anyway, yes. So I like too many. Maybe I like too many people.
Well, I don't say this as a diss. I mean, you're a bit of a people pleaser.
I know. And actually, when I did do that, I was like, am I not following my own advice?
Well, no, we have different outlooks.
No, I know. But my own advice was also, like, listen to this thing that you're talking. I agreed with the honor your existing French. I agreed with that. I co-signed that.
Right.
That was a great one.
Yeah. Oof. Yes. They're still working on those New Year's resis.
One more thing about the boys' night?
Yeah.
What the hell is a good boys' night without a weepy guy?
Right. Well,
come on. Is everybody supposed to be in a good mood for 8-person boys? Like, come on. There's the weepy guy always.
And because I think you can know what I'm going to say is, and why is it good to have the weepy guy?
I don't know.
Because then you feel better about yourself.
Oh, I thought you were going to say so you could help pick him up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess that too. But I mean, like, you know.
I mean, come on. We're not all flat. We're not all the same. Everybody's, you know, there's always one guy who's weeping.
Yeah. I was trying to ask if we wanted to wrap that up in our final segment, which is what did we learn today? So for me, I learned that this two boys night a week prescription by Professor Dunbar is, let's say, more of a directional, aspirational guideline rather than a requirement, which is that try to see your buddies.
I like it. I'm going to put it on the fridge, two boys nights a week, and I'm going to see how quickly it gets crumpled up by my wife.
I mean, you put on the shopping list, salmon, Greek yogurt.
Yeah. But every week, no, I'm going to keep putting it back on, two boys nights.
Yeah, it's really the two that's really crushing you. You're like, it's insane.
Well, honestly, just for your own, well, I just think, like, when I think boys night, I think we go somewhat hard, even when you don't go crazy. Like, even just going to a game two nights a week would be a lot.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
Two poker nights a week would be a lot.
Can't wait for those Clipper tickets.
Yeah. No, it's going to be for new friends.
Let's do some shouts, guys. If you have any shouts, hit us up on Instagram. You want us to shout out one of your buddies, we'd be happy to do it on our show. Matt, do you have anyone you want to shout out?
Well, I already did shout out Claire, who moved to LA for this Lucas Museum job, and I wanted to welcome her because she doesn't know that many people. So I want to bring her into our fold.
I love it. Welcome, Claire. Can't wait to go to the Star Wars Museum, as I will call it.
Oh, that'll get you banned.
Banned from the
band. That's Museum. Like the one thing that they're adamant about not calling it.
guys, that is our show. Thank you so much for listening. Be good to yourself. Be good to your friends. Matt, love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.